All right, chit chat box.
Hello, happy Thursday, everyone. We hope you had.
Why did you prepare things for chit chat box? Because I thought we're not supposed to prepare things for chit chat box. It's just supposed to be something fun afterwards.
Recently, we have been having some fire chit chat boxes, and if we're gonna release something on Thursday, I don't want it to be a 5 minute bleh.
Well, I don't think we need to prepare anything to have something fire to release on Thursdays.
Well, podcast party is going to be fuego.
Doesn't mean I have to read it.
I mean, it doesn't, but I did
want
to share.
This isn't a podcast party, though. This is a chit chat box.
I did want to share because on Monday I released my podcast party, How to Understand Art. And then I also...
That was an exhilarating time. I still recall that.
And then also want to share the top 10 reasons why you should support the arts. This is actually an article written by Randy Cohen in 2017. It's something that
Who's Randy Cohen?
Fundraising for the Arts class at University of Michigan. So
who's Randy Cohen?
I don't know.
Oh, this is just
someone
some random
who
person.
Probably supports the arts. No, I
maybe
think
you should support Randy Cohen.
I think honestly, he's probably like a fundraiser for the arts, proponent for arts. Which
Yeah, sure.
So I think we could just dive in. Number one reason why you should support the arts is that they improve individual well-being.
Does it?
63% of the population believes the arts, quote unquote, lift me up beyond everyday experiences.
Ooh.
And 64% feel the arts give them pure pleasure to experience and participate in.
Pure pleasure?
Wink.
While
73% say the arts are a positive experience in a troubled world.
They do say that about movies. The fascination about movies that Americans or whoever are your moviegoers can escape the real world for 2 hours and just engage in something they're not responsible for, but they can just be entertained by for 2 hours. You know, they can forget their troubles of their lives and whatnot, and that's why people like movies so much. I must be really depressed because I really like movies.
No. I mean, actually, that's why did you ever hear about film noir?
Film noir, no.
It was basically during the Depression, but film noir became really popular because they were like these sad movies that reflected the current conditions. But it also took you out of your own personal life storyline, and they became really popular because, one, it validated your experience. Two, it was, like, someone else's storyline. So, again, you're escaping your own troubles to, like, get into another world. And then, three, I guess it had, like, a really distinct look. Like, I can't remember if they were black and white, but they were, like, highly contrasted in terms of, like... Like, they were very, very dark. Like, you would see one half of someone's face in terms of lighting, and the other half would be completely dark. And they'd be kind of obviously dramatic, but, yeah. Isn't that funny? Yeah, moviegoers. Who'da thunk?
Number two.
Do you want to read this one?
Arts unify communities. 67% of Americans believe the arts unify our communities. Regardless of age, race, and ethnicity, and 62% agree that the arts help me understand other cultures better, a perspective observed across all demographic and economic categories. Real quick here. So is this Randy Cohen? Is this what he written? He wrote, arts unify communities, and then he quoted himself saying, the arts unify our communities.
No, I don't think he's quoting himself. I'm sure he's quoting, like, a study. Like, he probably gave people a survey, and, like, these were the quotes that were most voted on or something.
Yeah, I'm glad we have proper citations.
I'm assuming. And also, I agree, too, though. Like, think about it. Like, when did you feel last connected to a community when it wasn't an artistic event?
Running. At a race? Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I would argue it's an artistic event.
Look, those are all the crazy people who are willing to run outside when it's less than 30 degrees
That's
out.
True.
Yeah. You really bond with them.
Yeah. You know, I used to work, actually, I just worked the other day for the mm-hmm. company I used to work for, mm-hmm. which was an arts organization, and they do a bunch of like trainings and workshops and all sorts of stuff.
Right.
But I was a trainer in this case doing a workshop for mm-hmm. high school women and athletes. Mm-hmm. For, I guess, like the PSAL conference, which was all last week. I guess it's a huge national thing. But mm-hmm. I did this workshop, and truly, like, the kids came in, and these are high schoolers, mind you. The kids came in, and yeah. they, like, basically moaned and were like, oh gosh,
yeah,
like, we're going to go into this thing.
Blah,
yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Right, then, like, required and, assemblies.
And
yeah.
actually, one even told me, she asked me, like, I'm really afraid of, like, dancing, and I don't want to do this and blow all this stuff. And I was like, oh, that's okay. Like, just sit back over there if you ever feel uncomfortable, and feel free to participate at, you know, your own comfort level whenever you feel inclined, okay? You know, just, like... Mm-hmm. All of these emotions that I was handling right up front.
Right.
And then, like, you frame, like, obviously, like, dance itself isn't going to do anything unless the kids understand
why or how you
could use it. So the whole thing that I framed it for them was, like, mindset. Like, in sports, you know, it's very linear. You're always working towards a specific goal. And once you get to that goal, you work towards your next goal. You're always trying to be better, better, better every time, right?
Mm.
However, emotionally, especially in high school, and I can remember my own experience. It was like a crazy roller coaster. I was up, I was down, I was all around. Like, the littlest thing could set me off, and, like, the biggest thing wouldn't even faze me. It was crazy. And so I, like, presented, like, a high and low kind of workshop in a way that they would be able to take on as tools to frame their mindset. So we did some, like, high activities, like, energetic, like, and I, you know, I just turned on some music, and I was like, okay, or actually it was co-facilitated. So we turned on music. My co-facilitator did, like, the dance thing, and it started very, pedestrian, you know, just like, okay, can everyone, like, shake their hands?
Right.
Can you sway back and forth? Okay. Can we touch, step touch? Okay.
Right.
Foot to the front, side, side, back, back. And then it became like this really accessible,
stuff, yeah.
yeah, dance and like this high energy, like fun thing. We got goofy, you know, and then like the girl who didn't want to participate, guess who was participating?
She
excitedly.
Was participating.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then like my low was like a guided meditation thing. Go to your happy place. And it was cool because like we obviously had other activities. That I can't really speak more towards about because that would be liable on the company. But throughout,
what
like,
kind of activities are you all doing?
Oh no! Just like in terms of the lesson plan that we did, it's
sure.
company property. But
fascinating
yeah,
royalties.
But at the end, like throughout, like I would ask, like, can I have any takeaways? Like, how did that feel? Like, where are we at?
Right.
Like, and then someone would say something. Does anyone else feel that way? And like a lot of people would raise their hands. Or does anyone feel different? Like someone would, you know. And it was really cool because like throughout the rest of the whole thing, they were like, you know, I was nervous going into this, but I went back to my happy place, like, and I got through it, and it wasn't even half as bad as I thought. And then you know, vice versa, like. I didn't really feel energized or like I didn't really want to do this, but you know, I just like gave myself a little shake and like I got myself into it, you know, like it was cool that they were already utilizing these tools and, and then like they even mentioned they felt more connected and unified with other teams. And then I got a hug from like one of the girls who like was nervous to like participate and blah, blah, blah. You know, like it is a unifying experience. Like when you get to do something like that, which is an artistic experience, I would say. And that's just like, that was just an hour workshop, you know, like, I don't know. So I just got off my high horse here. Whoops.
End of story.
Sorry.
Number three,
arts improve academic performance. Oh, we were just talking about this. Students engage in arts learning, students who engage in arts learning activities have higher GPAs and standardized test scores with lower dropout rates. The Department of Education reports the access to arts education for students of color is significantly lower than for their white peers and has declined for three decades. Yet, research shows that low socioeconomic status students have even greater increases in academic performance, college-going rates, college grades, and holding jobs with a future. Mm-hmm. So 88% of Americans believe that arts are part of a well-rounded K through 12 education.
Ba ba ba.
I would agree.
I remember art class in elementary school. I loved art class. Yeah. It was fun because it wasn't actually like homework. It was interactive learning, you know?
Mm, mm-hmm. What was your biggest...
Sounds good.
Yeah, what was your biggest takeaway from arts class?
Then I also think about band, though. Band and music. Band. That was always good. I loved band. Mm-hmm. That was fun. That was great. My senior year, I took like 2 band classes. And so out of like the 6 hours I was at school, two of my hours, I was just playing my saxophone. Yeah.
That's funny.
It's kind of funny, isn't it? Yeah.
What was it about? Like, what was your takeaway?
It was just like learning through experience rather than learning by doing, you know, problems or, you know, just because it was facts beforehand and you just had to learn it or whatnot, mm-hmm. you know? So that's cool. Mm-hmm. And it's also just like it was more entertaining.
Yeah, more entertaining. You get to work on, it's like self-focused, but you're also part of a team. So it's communal, blah, 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 blah. Okay, next one.
Yeah. Number 4, arts strengthen the economy. The arts and culture sector is a $730 billion industry, which represents 4.2% of the nation's GDP. A larger share of the economy than transportation, tourism, and agriculture. The nonprofit arts industry alone generates $135 billion in economic activity annually, spending by organizations and their audiences, which supports 4.1 million jobs and generates $22.3 billion in government revenue.
And this is... supported by the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis.
I'm curious to know, like, the arts and culture sector is $730 billion industry. Mm-hmm. But I'm curious to know, like, are the top artists, like, the top 1% collecting, like, half of that? You know, like, honestly. You think about, like...
well, actually, no, that's the nonprofit arts industry. So most, like... For most big top artist people are for profit, so Nicki Minaj or like the Marvel movie industry, all of that, like those are for profit.
There's 2 separate numbers. Sure. The first number, the $730 billion industry, represents the arts and culture sector of the nation, and then it said the nonprofit portion generates $135 billion.
Yes.
Yes. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Especially because, like, I mean, economy-wise, like, it makes sense. Like, have you ever visited a place and, like, you had, like, you wanted to see an art piece? Like, even you and I, when you visited New York, we were walking by, what was it?
Oh, yeah, sure.
What was it? Penn Station?
Enter the touristy
something?
Places.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
sure.
Grand Central Station. And you wanted to see, like, the ceiling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, it... yeah, of course it strengthens economy. Mm-hmm. The amount of photos in front of like the Ohio Cleveland sign that I've been seeing pop up, you know.
Fancy. Yep. All right. Number 5.
Arts are good for local businesses. Ooh, business owners, listen up. Attendees at nonprofit arts events spend $24.60 per person per event beyond the cost of admission on items such as meals, parking, and babysitters. Valuable revenue for local commerce and the community. So attendees who live outside the country in which the arts event take place spend twice as much as their local counterparts, which is $39.96 versus $17.42.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. Makes sense. You know, it's no different than like sports industry or anything that generates or brings people to an area. There's always going to be the associated vendors and the venues and such that goes along with it. Yep. So
the more you support the arts, the more it's going to drive paying customers to your location.
And I think number 6 actually ties right into it
too.
Number 6, arts drives tourism. Arts travelers are ideal tourists, staying longer and spending more to seek out authentic cultural experiences. Our destinations grow the economy by attracting foreign visitor spending. The U.S. Department of Commerce reports that between 2003 to 2015, the percentage of international travelers, including the art gallery and museum visits, on their trip grew from 17 to 29%, and their share attending concerts, plays, and musicals increased from 13 to 16%.
Mm-hmm. So, fun. Yeah, like I said, it drives tourism, it's good for the economy, it's good for local businesses. So the more you invest in the arts, the better the location. That's why areas get, or this, okay, this is a hypothesis, not a theory, and it's also a personal, like, thing. It's not researched, but my guess is why, like, low-income areas are getting gentrified is that's where, like, all of the arts are taking place, because no one is supporting the arts, let's be clear. There's very, very, very little funding for it, and so these are the only places that arts venues can really, or excuse me, artists can really rent out venue space and can afford to, quote-unquote, live or share their work. So that's why, like, gentrification happens in, like, some of the most unlikely places, because people keep having to travel to the areas, and then suddenly these richer folk are like, hey, I don't want to be nervous about, like, visiting this venue anymore. Can we start, like, I want this to be here, I want that to be there, and I'm going to start building building buildings here. And I think this is a hypothesis again. I don't know. That's why that's a reason, another reason or component of gentrification. Number seven, arts are an export industry. The arts and culture industries had a $30 billion international trade surplus in 2014, according to the Bureau of Economic Analysis. U.S. exports of arts goods, for example, movies, paintings, and jewelry, exceeded $60 billion. Boom.
Makes sense. It does. It's just like it adds more product to things you can sell. Let's see here. Number eight, arts spark creativity and innovation. Creativity is among the top five applied skills sought by business leaders, with 72% saying creativity is of high importance when hiring. The Conference Board's Ready to Innovate report concludes the arts, music, creative writing, drawing, dance provide skills sought by employers of the third millennium. Research on creativity shows that Nobel laureates in the sciences are 17 times more likely to be actively engaged in the arts than other scientists.
Boom. I mean, fancy. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. Like, I feel like, think about it. I hate stereotypes, but stereotypically, think of an engineer. And then stereotypically, think of, you know, that artist friend, you know.
Sure.
Obviously, one's going to be, I mean, under stereotypes, one is going to be a little bit more social, a little bit more interesting,
right.
Probably a little bit more flamboyant.
Right. One is also more stoned more than the other.
Creative. And one's more what?
More stoned than the other.
This isn't the prehistoric times. We're not stoning people anymore, Nate.
Oh, my God.
Stop it. Stop it, you little
this isn't the lottery anymore.
Yeah. I'm funny. Number nine, arts improve healthcare. Nearly one half of the nation's healthcare institutions provide arts programming for patients, families, and even staff. 78% deliver these programs because of their healing benefits to patients, meaning shorter hospital stays, better pain management, and less medication.
They say the best form of medication is laughter, right?
I tried volunteering Vermont Hospital. You have to jump through like 12 million hoops to do this, so really? I wasn't able to do it. But yeah, you can go in and I think you can do like magic shows, puppet shows, dance things. And then I was also a part of a couple pieces that were performed directly in the hospital setting, a retirement home.
Yeah, yeah.
And they love it too. Like it.
Right.
Like, when all you do is sit in your bed and watch movies, like, seeing a performance and then also engaging, like, that.
Yeah, to be actual, actually be able to talk to people, like, and stuff little, about it.
Yeah, right. That meet and greet. And then you also get to engage with patients who are in the area and say, like, I liked this part. I didn't like that part.
Right.
I met this wonderful dancer, blah, 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 blah.
Right, right.
I think it's cool. All right.
I agree. Number 10, last one, arts and healing in the military. The arts are a part of the military continuum, promoting readiness during pre-deployment, as well as aiding in the successful reintegration and adjustment of veterans and military families into community life. Service members and veterans rank art therapies in the top 4 out of 40 interventions and treatments. Oh, interesting. Ta-da!
Ta-da!
That's what it says. It says ta-da.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
Yeah, it's fancy. So I think, I mean, like, I think this is a good week in terms of supporting the arts, in terms of, like, you know, just understanding it. Like, it is a part of your daily life. It is, right. You know, the comforts of life, basically. Like, your furniture, your interior design, your haircut, your outfit. It's all art and artistic expression, and you don't need to understand the technique to, quote-unquote, get it or appreciate it or support it. And these reasons, I mean, obviously when you support the arts, you support, like, basically every other aspect there is out there, too.
Right, right.
Like, well-being, personal well-being, community, academic performance, the economy, local businesses, tourism, the export industry, creativity, innovation, healthcare, and healing in the military.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Any takeaways?
Good stuff. No, I just think overall, you know, people don't tend to look at art as a beneficial thing. They think of it as more of a luxury thing, something that's not necessarily, like, required. You know, like, you never see, like, emergency med kits, something artistic. I don't know. I was failing to think of a funny joke there. You know, you don't pull out your emergency med kit and you pull out maracas, right? It's only the quote-unquote essential stuff. So,
You know,
it's just important to reiterate the importance of art.
Yeah. You know, I was at a workshop once and...
And they had maracas in their med kit?
No, actually, they did like a little exam, like how to... Or they did like a little survey, like to check if this applies to you. And it was about socioeconomic placing. Like, did you grow up poor? Did you grow up rich? Right. Whatever. And, like, there was one question, like, do you remember turning, like, do you remember paying the electric bill over rent?
Right,
you
know, right.
And like, if you did grow up in a lower socioeconomic place, you would remember actually paying
you prioritize the electricity
over rent or the TV bill over rent, because sometimes that's the only joy you have in life. And you can, like, squat for a hot sec. Isn't that, like,
fascinating?
I know, like, people, like, art is, like, essential. Like, it is essential. I think like, sometimes I don't know. Like, even when you walk into, like, a nice room, like, a really well-decorated room, doesn't, like, a sense of, like, calming come over you? Like, a sense of, like, well-being? Right. Like, I don't know. I think it is essential.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't really... They don't even know.
They don't even care.
And some people... You don't even know. Some people have told me that they do... support a lot of things, but they'll never support the arts. And I, like, my jaw just, like, drops. I'm like,
it's not personal to you, Paula. Can't take it personal.
I'm just like, how do you think their, like, marketing team even got to you? Arts.
And here we go. It's getting personal.
Artists, my G. Like, it is getting personal.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, I think that's it for Chit Chat Box.
I think so. Thank you everyone for tuning in. We will see you on Monday with our challenge that I've already forgotten. Oh, it's 30. We're going to write a short story. 30 minutes
to make a short story of some sort.
So we'll see what happens.
Yep.
Bye.
See you.